Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from the most recent Pella City Council meeting. One of the utilities rates has increased, and that's the wastewater in regards to, in reference to, an upcoming improvement project for that facility. First of all, let our listeners know about the rate increase and what people will see on their bills coming up in July of this year.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, City Council did approve an ordinance which would increase wastewater rates in our community by approximately 8%. The ordinance will go into effect for bills that would be due to the city on July 20th of this year, and that would be for typically for the June usage. The reason why the rate increase was needed, Andrew, was to fund mandated improvements by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and these were for more stringent requirements for ammonia, E. coli and dissolved oxygen. Just to give the listeners a high level overview, anytime you talk about the new standards for treatment standards for wastewater treatment plants, what the state also makes you do is they make you look out the next 20 years on any necessary improvements to extend the life of the plant for 20 years. When we completed, and that's called a long-term facility study, when we looked at the standards, what the improvements needed to be able to comply with the state's new treatment standards plus improve needed improvements over the next 20 years, the estimated cost of those improvements is roughly $4.8 million, which necessitated the increase in wastewater rates for our users. Now, I'd like to stress to the users, even though rates are increasing by approximately 8%, the typical residential user, what that really means for them is somewhere between $3 to $4 per month, depending on their water level usage on it as well. So the takeaway is while wage rates are going up, the increase was needed to fund improvements for a wastewater treatment plant that was mandated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for more stringent control levels on ammonia, E. coli, and dissolved oxygens.
And now one of the other items we've talked about significantly over the past several years now, it feels like, is housing. And the next step in the Boss Ridge development was approved by the Pella City Council. Talk about the final plat and what that ultimately means for the next phase of construction out there at that development.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. And we had some good news. The council approved the final plat for phase two of the Boss Ridge subdivision. And to get the listeners oriented, when we talk about the Boss Ridge subdivision, where the subdivision is located is on County Road T-15, and it also abuts holes number 4 and 5 of the Boss Landing Golf Course. Now, phase two was approved was for approximately 32 housing lots. The overall, the Boss Ridge subdivision is 43 lots, but what was approved last night was for 32 housing lots. Now, Andrew, as a part of the final plat approval, the developer did submit a performance bond. They're still in the process of completing the public infrastructure for the development. But once that's completed, basically what that's going to add to the city's public infrastructure network is about a third of a mile of new streets, water mains, and sanitary sewer mains for the development as well. And we're hopeful, based on the information we received by the developers, they believe the public infrastructure for this development will be completed by midsummer this year, which means those lots should be available for sale sometime by mid to late summer of this year.
And now another item that had a pretty extensive discussion was a planned unit development for kind of a unique project that's happening over on Idaho Drive. Share with our listeners, now that it will be adopted, what this ordinance looks like and its purpose.
Yeah, Andrew, and as you said, we did approve a planned unit development for approximately 23 acres of property on Idaho Drive that's just southeast of the Boss London development. And when we talk about the planned unit development, before we get into the details on this, ultimately the rezoning and the purpose of the development is to accommodate a proposed conference center for Pella Corporation. The estimated cost of the conference center is roughly $5 million. Now, when you talk about a planned unit development, it's important for the listeners to understand that terminology under the city code is really applies to unique developments on it. And ultimately, one of the primary reasons why the city chose to go down the route of a planned unit development is we take extra precaution anytime we sense that there may be potential land use conflicts with neighboring properties. In this case, when you look at this area where the conference center will be located on 23 acres of property, it is in close proximity, or it is located near residential properties. And so we felt that the extra steps of a planned unit development were necessary. And again, the ultimate goal of a planned unit development is to achieve land use compatibility with the neighboring properties. When we look at the development, some of the key terms under the ordinance is A, the planned unit development restricts the development on a substantial portion of this property to just the only use would be the conference center for Pella Corporation. The other uses that would be allowed under the ordinance would be single family homes, which are certainly compatible with the residential properties in the area. Another key requirement of the ordinance is we also had in design guidelines for the new conference center, which were significantly above city code standards for the development. So what our hope is when you restrict the usage of the property to just the conference center and single family residential home development, you're really talking about trying to drive down the density on the property for the 23 acres. That and combining that with the design requirements, we believe we have addressed any potential land use compatibility issues that could arise with the conference center and the residential properties in it. But overall, one of the key things and key takeaway is we think the conference center is going to be a good thing for the community. It will be a very well-designed structure. I think that people will be pleased with the conference center. And certainly when we look at the conference center and you talk about as far as the terms of how this fits in with long-term planning, particularly the city's comprehensive plan, a significant portion of the city's comprehensive plan was dealt with economic development and economic vitality. And certainly a new $5 million conference center certainly hits the marks on both of those. And so with that and for those reasons, Andrew, the council did approve the rezoning of the property. What I'd like to mention to the listeners as well, there's still a development process that needs to take place for the conference center. And specifically, there'll be a platting process that needs to take place as well as a site planning process as well. So there's more to come with the conference center. And really, the first step of the development process was approved by the city council.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.